It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the Salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Yeah, I'm wound up this morning. I am, gotta admit it, wound up. Slept good last night, but I'm wound up, ready to get rolling here today. A lot of crazy, crazy stuff going on. Look, I have hope. I still have hope. Hillary or prison, I could change the date. I don't care what the date is. There will be no justice in America as long as we allow these people to continue to get away with it. As long as we continue to have a two-sided system of justice, we have no chance to recapture the blessing of the Lord upon America. Hillary wants to be a preacher now. I don't know if you guys saw that. She wants to get ordained in the United Methodist Church, of all things. So she wants to come over and take over the religious right again, is what she thinks she can do that as a Methodist, I guess. This, folks, this battle is so big, so huge, and it's raging everywhere we look. I'm encouraged because I know stuff that you guys don't know, and I know there's a lot of stuff going on underground. And as I've said all along, Donald Trump can't make America great again. He can't do it. But he's given the church the opportunity to rise. This is our time of visitation. The church's time of visitation. And one of the things that frustrates me this morning, frustrates me every day, but really frustrates me this morning, I got my Bible flopped open, Jared. I'm going to start right with it right now. I go to Psalm 124. So I want to get this out of the way because I got, that sounds awful, doesn't it? You want to get the Bible out of the way. I meant that by saying, if I don't do it now, I'm going to forget it. That's what I meant to say. Yeah, Larry.
You know, this United Methodist thing, that's only one of 9 or 10 mainstream denominations that have aligned themselves with CUIC. And I've mentioned it before on this program. CUIC's an origin is straight out of the pits of hell. One of the things that they've all agreed is the truth is that there are other saviors other than Jesus Christ. That's all a person needs to know.
Right. Right.
All of those denominations are hell bound. Now, there's maybe some people sitting in the pews that don't understand what their denomination leadership has led them down the road they have officially charted for themselves. But those mainstream denominations, which is well over half of what they call the Christian community in the United States, are on their way to hell.
Folks, you cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit and believe lies. You cannot be. I'm just telling you, you can't be. Now, you can be filled with the Holy Spirit and willfully ignore. Remember the word ignore. Ignorant doesn't mean stupid. Ignorant means ignore. You see the truth and you ignore it. Now, I believe that there are many people who are filled with the Holy Spirit who are ignorant. They ignore the truth. They ignore the truth of the scriptures. I think there's a lot of people like that. But you cannot be. I'm telling you, man, I'll just say it. You can't be filled with the Holy Spirit and sit in an Episcopal church, sit in a Methodist church. Are you kidding? You can't be. You can have religion, but you can't sit in the middle of that mess. Anyway, here's what's on me today. That's okay to say that, isn't it? The Spirit on me today, the Holy Spirit. By the way, doesn't the Bible say that there's different types? Not different. Different manifestations of the Holy Spirit. I know it just popped into my head. I can't remember the scripture. It comes in different ways. It's not always the Holy Spirit's not just this love, 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 even though it talks about it in 1 Corinthians 13. The Holy Spirit comes in a lot of different ways, a lot of different things. And so the Holy Spirit's on me today to ask this very question. Somebody help me out here. Would somebody please find in this Bible right here that I'm holding in my hand? They tell us, well, Coach, I read the book and we win in the end. Listen, can you tell me something? Can you show me any other place in here where it says we lose? Can you show me in here where it says we lose now? Any place. Show me in here where it says we lose now. And that's part of the problem that I have with prophecy is as the way it's currently taught. We like to talk about what signs in the moon, in the heavens and the suns and the moons and the eclipses and all that stuff, and all we're hoping for is defeat. We're hoping for defeat. Then, oh man, it talks about it here in the book of Revelation. Oh, I'm, oh God, oh, here it comes.
we're hoping for defeat. And nowhere in this book do you find anywhere where God's people get defeated. Jeez. I'm in Psalm 124. Is that what I said, Jared? This two, I got two back-to-back really short little psalms. This really short. Oh, morning, Pastor Mike. Good to see you there. This is Psalm 124. It's a song of degrees of David. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it hadn't been for the Lord. If it hadn't been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone all over the soul. And then the proud waters had gone all over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us his prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken. We've escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. David's go to the next one. Jared, go to Psalm 125. David's never talking about defeat. Ever. Ever. It's victory over it. Psalm 25. They that trust in the Lord shall not be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. So it says, for the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands into iniquity. Oh, so if you get into sin, now you might be in trouble. You stay away from sin, the Lord's hand's on you, and he's going to keep you away from it. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, Lord, as to those who don't keep your ways, Lord, well, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. Shall we go to 125? Do you want to go one more? Are you hoping? Are you sitting out there, Mr. and Mrs. Christian, hoping to find some place where we lose? Is that your theology? We lose? Well, we win in the end, but we get our butts kicked before that happens. Is that in the Bible? I don't think it's in the Bible. I'm sorry. I don't think it's in the Bible. And we sit here in America, and we got church corners on every stinking corner. Every stinking corner, there's a church, and there's no effect at all because the salt has lost his savor. The churches are impotent. The churches are impotent. The churches have no power at all. They are irrelevant to what's going on outside the four walls of the church. And I'm going to tell you, you can search the scriptures daily and find out that's not what the gospel of the kingdom of God is about. That is not what it's about. You will not find the Lord's people getting their hind ends kicked. You won't. Ooh, boy, I came deep down inside of me.
Amen.
Hey, good to hear you, Rich. But isn't that the theology of the church house? Isn't that the theology of it? And I look at what's going on. I can't for the life of me. Listen, I ain't in love with Donald Trump. I don't have a shiny statue of him sitting on my shelf, okay? I don't have a Trump sign in my yard, all right? I didn't give him any money in the election, okay? I'm not, Donald Trump ain't the second coming of Jesus Christ. But if the church cannot wake up and understand what this guy is fighting against on our behalf, I don't even know what to tell you. And the church remains silent. If the church would rise up, I believe we would see many of these things that are spiritually crippling America change. But you know what's happening? His own team. He doesn't even have a team of his own. His own team, the Republicans. Have you heard any Republican leader come to his defense? Any Republican leader come to his defense? No, they haven't. Why? Because you're going to learn that we are stuck into a left and near left paradigm. There ain't no right wing. There ain't no right wing. The right wing is crushed. Everything is left wing. Everything is left and sort of left. That's it. How about this? Evil and sort of evil. Liars and sort of liars. That's where we are in America. And it's infiltrated every area of our... There's churches on every corner. And they don't even play ball together. They won't even play together. They can't even agree on what's right and what's wrong, what's truth and what's lie. Yeah, Larry.
You know, there's a whole lot of people and a whole lot of buildings calling themselves churches that are stuck on this verse 8 of Psalm 124. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And they're sitting there and they're Jesusing this and Jesusing that and maybe El Shaddai and Elohim and all other kinds of L's or whatever.
Dancing with flags and doing all that stuff. Yeah. Making
that name Jesus and they're trying to ascribe magic to it. In the Hebrew, that word is even further away from label than it is in the Greek. In the Greek, it means authority. In the Hebrew, it means position. Authority, let me read the rest of it here, character and honor. It has nothing to do with the label. Nothing to do with the label.
Well, Larry, you got me going. Let's go to Psalm 125, Jared. Just see if you guys want to think I'm lying. Put Hillary in jail. Put her, I want to swear. Put her rear end in jail. Would be okay, Rich, if I use that A word. Put her rump in jail. Chapter 125. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abideth forever. Well, hell, you won't find that anywhere in today's church, will you? That ain't being preached. Huh? Well, says Coach, that's Old Testament. Yeah. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is around about his people from henceforth forever, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. No, no. Lest the righteous put forth their hand into iniquity. There it is again. Oh, do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. And as such as turn aside from their crooked ways, go get them, Lord. Do the next one, Jared. Do the 126. What's it say? Does 126 say we're in trouble here? Let me see. We're going to lose here. Let's see. When the Lord turned against the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth in weeping and bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Golly, it's a story of victory. Now. 127. Come on. Come on. I'm looking for a psalm of defeat I can hang my hat on this morning. I'm looking real hard here. Let me see. Let's try. Except the Lord build the house, they that labor build it in vain. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It's vain for you to rise up early, to sit up. What's vain mean? Of no use, empty. Remember that? Fruitless. It's fruitless for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sheep. Lo, children are heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. And as arrows are in the hands of a mighty man, so are children. Raise up those kids. Why? Happy is a man's got a whole quiver full of kids, because they shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gates. Can I keep going? You want me to keep going? I'm not going to. Do you understand why the world doesn't want to be part of us? Doom and gloom and defeat, 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 defeat. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Our prayer to the Lord told us to pray that his kingdom would come in earth. He taught us to pray. And we say, well, we win in the end. We win in the end. Well, good, but that's not what it says. Who the hell taught you that? We lose now. That's all right, Coach. We'll soon be raptured out of here. We'll wave to them on the way up. My Lord. 1 John 3, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he would destroy. Get that real quick, Jared. I'm sorry to pause, but it's, there it is. 1 John 3, verse 2. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Can you believe that? I'm called a son of God, and therefore the world knows us not, because it didn't know him. Beloved, now we are the sons of God. Rich, you're the son of God. Dr. Mike, you're Vince, you're son of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath hope, that have this hope in him, purify himself, even as he is pure. So whoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifest to take away our sin. You know, Jesus showed up to take away our sins, it says, and in him there is no sin. And whosoever abideth in him doesn't sin. What? I thought I sinned every day and thought word and deed. Whoever abideth in him doesn't sin. And whoever doesn't sin, seen him. And he, I'm sorry, whoever sinneth hasn't seen him. Neither know nor knows him. There you go. Stay with me. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteous is righteous, even as he is righteous. And he that committed sin is of the devil. And for the devil sinneth from the beginning, and for this purpose, the Son of God showed up, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And Jesus, help me out here, but when he hung on the cross, what was the next to the last thing he said? See, the last thing he said was, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. But I think the next to the last thing he said was, it is finished. What is? He's destroyed the works of the devil. It's finished. And this idea that we just got to lay around and get our hind ends kicked until he splits the eastern sky and comes and rescues us, what a bunch of malarkey that is. Okay, I got to move on or I'll never move on. Anybody got anything?
Let me go to verse 11 here real quick for those that might have missed it. I think you covered this a little bit. It says, for this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, the message from the start of the church, that we should love everybody. No. We should love one another, ourselves, our group.
Amen. But don't get me into my marvel not, verse 13, my brothers of the world hate you. We know they've passed from death into life because we love the brothers. There it is, Larry. He that loveth not his brother, fellow believer, abideth in death. And who's ever hated his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him hereby. Anyway, see, I can't just get in there. I can't get out. I mean, when I said at the beginning, got to get through this. Okay, I'm going to show you something. Here's what really is frosting my pancake this morning. The enemy is so organized. Can somebody explain to me this? Why the enemy wants their God to be so glorified? And we don't want ours to be. Can you explain to me why the devil's kids work so hard for world dominance and our team doesn't care? Can you tell me why the devil's kids work so hard to rule and reign on this earth and we say, well, we're just passing through. This isn't our home. Well, I just can't wait to get out of here. And why we're not doing what he prayed. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Are we being delivered from evil? Is America being delivered from evil? Are Christians in America being delivered with evil? Are we supposed to overcome evil? Are we supposed to overcome evil with good? What is wrong with the church? What is wrong with us?
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
It's really simple. They believe the lie that they can be as gods without judgment and they can have this earth. That's what they have fallen into. That's why they're so forceful on what they're trying to achieve, because they do not want to be on their knee in the throne room to explain how they lived, why they lived the way they did.
Sarge and misery loves company, and they want nothing. Hey, listen, see, you know what the difference is between a demonologist and Christians? Demonologists, they don't want to go to hell alone. Christians, they don't care if they go to heaven alone. They don't care. They're going to heaven. It's okay for them. And the demonologists, they're out there doing everything they can to try to drag as many people as they possibly can into hell. Church is fraud. They say that they're after souls, and they love souls, and they serve the Lord and worship Jesus. It's a fraud. Been a great misteach. I don't know. Great misteaching. I don't know. The devil's team has a plan. We don't have a plan. Our plan's out of here. Rapture. See ya. That's our plan. We have no plan. We have no plan to bring his kingdom to the earth. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. We have no plan. I'm going to lead you into something here. You ready? You guys ready? Anybody got anything to say before I take us here? No? We got a lot of good stuff today. You see the latest document dump? You guys see that one? The latest document dump? It's crazy. If I understand it right, the Israeli Mossad, which is their CIA, did a wiretap or whatever, and they got some information. What information did they catch? Well, I'll be darned. They were able to capture the email from David Brock's Media Matters. Media Matters. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have heard of that or not, but they were able to capture that. Jared, go ahead and click on that first thing. And what is Media Matters show? Well, here it is. I'm going to take you right here. It's their plan to destroy Trump and destroy America. Democracy Matters, the strategic plan for action. Time out a minute. Can somebody show me the Christian one? By the way, our Christian plan for action, now that Donald Trump's in. Has anybody seen one of those? What Christian organizations out there? We got a plan to get to heaven. We got to write our plan on how to get to heaven. And Media Matters is coming up with a way to be able to overthrow an election. But it doesn't matter because this isn't our home. We're just passing through. Rapture's coming. It's going to be a full moon. There's going to be an eclipse. All this stuff's going to happen. We're going to be out of here, so let the world go to hell. That's our attitude. Now, I'm not making fun of all these signs in the heavens. I'm not making any signs of them. But boys and girls, it got your eyes off what the game is. Because if the rapture's coming, if there is a rapture and it's coming, if it's going to happen at the full eclipse, then you ought to be working your arse off to try to get more people into the boat. But you ain't even doing that. You're running into your church. You're doing praise and worship in your church and swinging your flags and dancing and praising the Lord. And outside, the world's going to hell, and you don't care. We don't care. I don't care. We don't care. We don't care. Love everybody. Oh, love the homo. Love the pornographer. Love the abortionist. Love the adulterer. Love him. Love him. Just love everybody. So Media Matters, I don't have a whole time. Coach, or Lord, give me, hey, Jared, can you just go to the next one real quick? I want people to see that. Keep that up there because we're coming right back to it, Jared. Why Media Matters is a 501c3 organization. In other words, Media Matters has the same tax-free corporate status as your church. And they're doing everything they can to undermine the political world, Media Matters. And your church is doing everything they can to avoid meddling in politics. Now, who's going to win? And this is simple to me. As we talked about yesterday, there's no restraint. There's absolutely no restraint in America anymore. We don't teach kids how to restrain from sin, how to not sin. We don't teach them there's a Holy Spirit. We don't teach them that they are a spirit that lives in a body and possesses a soul. We teach them to feed the flesh, more and more, better, better, more radical, more and more. Teach young kids to masturbate. Teach young kids to have butt sex. Teach young kids. We have no restraint. And this is being taught to our children by Media Matters and their like, which is a 501c3 organization, just like your church. Now, why are they working so hard to corrupt kids and we're not working hard to protect kids? Because we've used our 501c3 as an excuse, dare I say it, as an excuse to not get involved. Oh, we're not allowed to talk about religious matters. We have to be good Christians here. We want to follow the law, and we're not allowed to talk about it. And I'm not going to politicize my pulpit. Really? Well, you better look at your enemies, dude. That's all they do is politicize their pulpits. And they're doing while we're sitting home playing patty cake and watching a coup take place in the good old US of A, and I've warned us of this before, we are on the verge of losing Western civilization. Christianity is going to continue, but I don't know what America is going to look like. I don't know how what kind of role we're going to play. We are at a make or break point in American history where they are openly trying to undermine a duly elected president of the United States, and there ain't a peep from a church, not a peep from it. There's no, the Southern Baptist Convention, whatever. They're not getting together and coming up with a plan like Media Matters here. Both of them 501c3s. One of them's working to destroy the America. The other is sleeping away. Go ahead, Vince.
Yeah, I just want to say, I'm looking at the screen. Are you telling me that the churches are actively just avoiding telling the truth when these bunch of idiots at Media Matters are doing everything they can to screw us?
What do you think? What could possibly be the answer, Vince? Does it say it right here or not? Media Matters is a web-based, not-for-profit, 501c3. This is from their website.
Ugh.
Progressive Research and Informational Center dedicated to comprehensively monitoring, analyzing, and correcting conservative misinformation in the U.S. media. Now, boys and girls, you tell me what's going on and how all of a sudden O'Reilly's gone. Now they're after Eric Bolling. He's gone. They're doing everything they can to decide. Who's doing it? Media Matters. And Right Wing Watch. They're 501c3. I checked that out too. They got the same. Oh my goodness. They have the same tax-free classification as your local church, baby. And they're doing everything they can to destroy America. And the church is waiting to go to heaven. Oh, look how bad it is. Oh, Jesus is coming. Oh, Lord, it's so bad. Jesus is coming. Okay, so now we know Media Matters is a 501. Look, oh, wait a minute. Look what's on the side there. Well, they're after Sean Hannity. It says the latest. They're after Sean Hannity. They're after Alex Jones. They're after, let's go on down there a little bit farther. Who else are they after? They're after Rush Limbaugh. Why? They're after Nikki Haley. Huh. See, anybody, are they after Hillary? Anybody see them after Hillary or Obama? Anywhere over here on this side, anybody see them after Hillary or Obama? No, Hillary's smart. She's going to come and join our side. She's going to infiltrate our side even more. She's going to be a Methodist minister, Hillary. Wow. Fox and Friends they're after, Sean Hannity again they're after. Hang on a minute. Well, let's do this, Jared. Let's do this a second. Hey, Jared, let's go down real quickly. I think maybe it's down the bottom of what I sent you. Let me see what all I got up here today. Why, yes, Jared, let's go to Right Wing Watch. It's the next to the last thing down there. Let's pull them up here real quick. Right Wing Watch. Huh. Well, wouldn't you know it? They're 501c3. Well, no, they're not. They're part of the, what is it? A Project for People for the American Way, which is a 501c3. How do you know? I checked it. Hey, Jared, if you want to, I mean, I'm moving fast here, Jared. Click on the bottom one, pfaw.org, the People for the American Way, which is communist. They're communist. Let's see, what are they? People for the American Way, about us. Click on about us and see what it says, Jared. About us. Just click on our mission. See what that shows us. It doesn't matter because I already looked it up. They're 501c. Let's see. Scroll on down. Please, tells what they're about. They're communists. They've been trying to overthrow the Americans for a long time. Here they are. Trust me, they are a 501c3 organization, People for American Way, which is a spinoff Right Wing Watch. Kyle Manta, who's probably watching us right now. Go to donate. See what it says. They try to hide it. But trust me, they are. What's it say, Jared? There it is. No. I don't get caught on this. You can Google it. There it is, Jared. Our affiliate organizations, People for the American Way, is classified as a 501c3 organization, just like your local church. Except they're trying to evangelize the world for the devil.
and we're trying to evangelize the world for Jesus, and we won't get involved in politics. And they own politics. They own it. They own it. Okay, Jared, let's go back to Right Wing Watch. Well, you guys are quiet out there. I know why you're quiet, because you're gasping. What? Yeah, gasping. Scroll down there, Jared. Scroll down there. Let's see. Let's see if somebody popular, somebody we might know, shows up here. Keep on going down here. People for them, we're about there. You know, 501c3, they're after Pat Robertson. They're after Newt Gingrich. Keep on going down here, Jared. Let's see what happens here. Keep going down. What? What? Well, look who happens to pop up right there. Dave Dobenmeyer, the deep state is the arm of the devil. I talk about Rick Wiles and Lance Wallnau, right-wing roundup of the failure of vouchers, Pat Robertson. See, they're doing everything they can. The devil's kids are doing everything they can to destroy the children of God. They're doing everything they can. Matt Barber. See, anybody that's doing something good for the Lord is showing up on right-wing watch. All 501c3, though. Now, I thought 501c3s weren't allowed to meddle in politics. Amazing. Okay, Jared, let's do one more then. Let's just do one more so we can lay this baby. Hey, Jared, let's go up the third from the bottom, the Southern Poverty Law Center, which we're going to get into more and more, friends, just to let you know that. Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, wouldn't you know it, that the Southern Poverty Law Center is, oh my goodness, a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. Who'd have thunk it? This is the devil's church. Devil's church. And the devil's taking in all this money, and he's doing everything to undermine Christianity. And what's the church doing? Praying for the rapture. Get us out of here, Lord. The devil's winning. Get us out of here, Lord. Hurry up, Lord. Oh, the devil's winning. The devil's eating our lunch, Lord. Get out of here. Oh, that Trump, he says, pussy. Oh, we can't be for him. Hey, Jared. Bear with me a second. Scroll down, Jared. Southern Poverty Law Center. Southern I'm going to do a whole show on them, but scroll down. Oh, the hate map. Let's go to the hate map. Hey, Jared, do this. Search your area. Put Ohio in there. Good old Southern Poverty Law Center. They're going to let everybody know who the hate groups are, Jared. Click in Ohio. Let's see what happens. Okay, there it pops up. Jared, I think you click on that and widen it, Jared. I think you click on that map and it gets bigger. Let's click on that and get big. Click again. Okay, Jared, let's click right there on, click right there on Columbus. Just put your little mouse right on Columbus. Let's see what shows up there. Yeah, right there. Click on that. What's that show? No, click on the next one, Jared. Mission America. No. See, we've got to get it bigger, Jared. Somehow it's going to become a little bigger because it's going under. Well, there! Past the Salt Ministries, Hebron, Ohio. We are determined to be a hate group thanks to the religious organization, the 501c3, Southern Poverty Law Center. Jesus has come. Please come quickly, Lord. Oh, Lord, come quickly. I'm sorry to be so sarcastic. But see, you guys, all of you sitting out there watching right now, you live in this stinking world, don't you? Don't you earn money and buy stuff? Don't your children grow up in this world? Don't they? Can you explain to me why the devil's kids are controlling politics and God's kids say it's dirty. Politics is dirty. We just believe that Jesus is going to win in the end. And while we're waiting for Jesus to win in the end, little babies are going to be raped through pedophilia. We're going to see babies. We're going to see abortions take place and murder little children. We're going to see lies taught to our children. We're going to sit back and we're just going to permit it all to happen because after all, we're just passing through. This isn't our home. Jesus is coming and the rapture is near. Praise the Lord. Somebody's got to have something to say. Robert Sellers says, because they've read the end, they must get all their lust. That's right, Robert. They got to go for all the gusto they can because they know they ain't going to be here. Our people we're talking about. Our people. Come on, somebody's got something to say out there. I'm just getting started this morning. Somebody has to have a reaction. All these 501c3s. We're asking Trump, oh, Trump, please take away the Johnson Amendment. Please let pastors speak. And we look all around, and all the devil's pastors, they're just running their chops as fast as they can, as much as they can. Nobody cares. Nobody does.
Hey, Coach.
We believe lies. Yeah, Ray.
Well, it sounds kind of depressing with all the enemy's attacks, but there is hope. What we've seen it in Louisville, Kentucky. We saw the power rising up as people do get out there on the streets and start fighting back. And it seems like it's starting to be a growing movement. So I got hope that there's going to be more and more involvement soon.
I'm with you, Ray. I am full of hope. See, I am full of hope. I believe Jesus wins now. I don't just believe he wins in the end. I believe people are beginning to wake up. I'm being very sarcastic this morning because I'm trying to make a point. How can all these other 501c3 organizations be raising hell, R-A-I-S-I-N-G, raising hell, and the church be oblivious and not care and not be organized?
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
These, with the exception of Dr. Mike and a few others that we know, these castrated pastors are irrelevant. And the people sitting in the pews spitting out tithing to these people are throwing money into the pit of hell. They just don't get it.
They don't get it, Sarge. They don't get it. Because we have a defeatist attitude. Jared, as George gets in here, Jared, go back to the very first thing, Media Matters playbook. Go ahead, George. First one, Jared. There you go.
And
yeah, go ahead, George.
And, yeah, we're in a war, and when you're in a war, there's no guarantee that you'll individually will live because it's a greater cause than just our own life.
That's right.
And so I think it's much easier to sit back and be a coward rather than like our forefathers and say, you know what, we got to do it for the greater good. And, you know, and then the church has been taught that everything should be a bed of roses. There should be no pain. There should be no hardship. Everything should come easy. And that's just not reality.
Hey, George, can you say the Lord's Prayer? You know the Lord's Prayer, George?
Yeah.
Let me hear you say it.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Stop right there. Did he teach us a lie? Did Jesus teach us a lie? When he said we should pray that his kingdom.
No.
Oh. No, he didn't teach us a lie, did he? No. See, we want to go to the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, you got it wrong. Have the kingdom come. You want to go? Well, no. Hey, guys, right. You do know at the end of this whole thing, the kingdom's going to be here on earth. You know you know that, don't you? Amen. 1,000-year millennial reign. You do know. Come on, tell me you know that, right? You know that. Hey. It ain't going to be in heaven. It's going to be here.
Hey, Coach.
Joy or Larry.
Yeah, you know, Boolean logic is just plain common sense. It explained in letters and numbers and stuff. But when the verses you read this morning and the scriptures you went over this morning, because of Boolean logic, and I'm talking the logic part, logic.
Larry, you're breaking up, man. You're breaking up. Larry, we got about every 20th word. I don't have any doubt what you're saying is worth hearing, but we can't hear it. Yeah. Jared, let's move on. I need to do this here. Democracy. I just want you guys, this is 49 pages. Understand that this plan was intercepted. Okay. Media Matters email was intercepted. Somebody got this and it's now been released. And here's the plan. By the way, 501c3. Educationalist organization, not allowed to mess in politics, according to what they've always told us. Not allowed to. 501c3, right? Not allowed to.
Dave.
Coach, yeah, Vince.
Hey, I just want to throw in something. I found this document a while ago, and it's actually 498 pages. I think we have a truncated version.
498 pages. Is that right, yeah. Vince?
I kid you not.
Well, brother, 49 is enough. Let's go down through some of this real quick. I'm not going to take all the time. I got to show you something. Hey, guys. The devil's winning because his team's playing. So here it is. This is not what we planned, talking about the election, but it's what we're built for. We have a mandate. Keep on going, Jared. Talks about why we got to stand up and fight. Well, they won all the votes. Hillary was cheated. Russian. We have to learn lessons and move forward. So here's what we're going to do. You ready? 501c3, they're not allowed to mess in politics. Praise the Lord that they stay out of politics. Okay, here's what we have to do, folks. We have to adapt to the new reality, and we will win. Here's how. The next 4 years, Media Matters will continue to its core mission of disarming right-wing misinformation while leading the fight against the next generation of conservative disinformation. Here's what they're going to do. American Bridge, down to bottom. Trump will be defeated, either through impeachment or at the ballot box. The balance of power will shift back to Democrats. We will measurably impact U.S. Senate, gubernatorial, and state legislative races. They're already looking to 2020. It doesn't matter, boys, because there's a total eclipse and coming up here in August, and the rapture's coming. And if it doesn't come then, it's coming on what is that, September 23rd. It'll be here then. Let them make all these foolish plans. We're going to be out of here. We will free ourselves from solely relying on the press. Our robust digital program will reach voters directly online. Keep going, Jared. Come on now. Come on. Come on, big boys. We're in there in our churches dancing and swinging flags and getting slain in the spirit and falling around. Here's the crew. Trump will be afflicted by a steady flow of damaging information, new revelations, and the inability to avoid conflict issues. Hey, guys, is this happening? Trump administration will be forced to defend illegal conduct in court. Powerful industries and interest groups will see their influence wane. Dark money will be a political liability in key states. Share Blue, that's the organization they put up. We will become the de facto news outlet for opposition leaders in the grassroots. Trump allies will be forced to step down or change course due to news published by Share Blue. Under pressure from Share Blue, Democrats will take more aggressive positions against Trump. Share Blue will achieve financial sustainability while diversifying content offerings and platform. Top editorial and writing talent will leave competitors to join Share Blue. Come on, let's keep going, Jared. They're on the offensive. Oh, come quickly, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, come quickly. We're going to transform the media landscape. They're telling us. Media matters. I'm not going to go through this whole thing. I'll send you this. What's the point, Coach? Why? Devil's got a game plan. Can anybody show us ours rather than Republicans and Rapture? Anybody show us our game plan?
We don't have one, Coach.
We don't have one. You know why? Because we don't even like each other. They don't even like each other, people in the church. Yes.
Hey, we got a roadmap, baby. That Bible's our roadmap. That Bible's our roadmap. Heard that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Basic instructions before leaving Earth, Roger. It's basic instructions before leaving
instruction, Earth. We got a roadmap, and it answers all of our questions, which I agree it does, but we just don't really like the roadmap. We like the rest stops in the roadmap. We like the rest stops.
Yeah, the vacations. Oh, Lord. Hey, guys, this is, we'll make this available. Anybody wants to see it? They've shown us their game plan. Yeah, Joe.
I don't know. I just got this feeling like I should walk into my old church where I was kicked out of.
Is it a 501c3, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
And just walk up in the middle of, praise and worship, and slap the choir leader down and look at the pastor and say, wake the up, because do you even read the book of Daniel? In Daniel 7, where it says, the first was like a lion. Who do we rely on to? Great Britain? Let's see. And had eagle's wings. Who do we relate the eagle to? I watched till its wings were plucked.
Hey, Joseph. Not
totally ineffective. Totally.
Totally ineffective. Yeah, Larry.
Yeah, you know, I think that would, if you did that, that would fall under the category of casting your pearls before swine.
Well, here's what I think everybody ought to do. Every one of
you.
No. I ain't buying that one. Because there are some of his there. Why am I being felt and called and led to be there?
Well, we know the sheep and the goats. The sheep and the goats are both going to be in
there together.
We know that. They're in there together. Some of them just aren't awake yet, Joe, Larry. Some of them just aren't awake. And here's what I think we ought to all do. I think everybody, Jared's going to put this thing on our webpage. And here's what I want all of you to do. Go to this link about Media Matters, copy it and paste it in an email to your pastor and ask your pastor, make a point that this is a 501c3 and ask your pastor a simple question. Why are they involved? Why are they allowed to be involved in politics and we're not? Just send him that and ask that question. Now, you know the answer. He's going to tell you, we're not going to mix the holy and the profane.
Coach, it's because the libs control the courts. That's why.
Yes, they do. They're controlling everything. Why would they not be in control of everything? Well, they've told us the 501c3 keeps us from being involved in politics. And the left is totally and completely 501c3 involved in politics. The Southern Poverty Law, this is, we're on about a 4-day jaunt here. I'm just getting started here with some of the stuff I'm going to show you. But it's important that we get what's going on, that we get it. And we don't, see. And the deep state is part of this. They're a denomination of this. They're a denomination of it. See, here's the really sad part. All of these 501c3 left-wing communist churches, Media Matters, Right Wing Watch. Kyle, I'm talking to you, Right Wing Watch. All those people, you know what all they do? All they do is give money to the deep state. That's what's funding the deep state. Planned Parenthood, 501c3, by the way. Where does Planned Parenthood get all of its money? Well, get some money from these same dudes who we're talking to here right now. And then what do they do with it? Well, they funnel it to the politicians. The judges. Wake up. Oh, come quickly, Jesus.
Hey, Dave.
Vince.
Doesn't everyone see that if we subtract money from all this, that it all dies? They can't do anything without the money. Let's say they had the stupid collapse like they wanted. Those rich idiots, and I'm not talking about people who earn their money and know what they're doing. Those rich idiots will be the first ones to die. They have no way of sustaining themselves besides throwing around money.
That's right. That's right. Are you ready for this one? You know that Google, Facebook, Facebook in particular, you know they pay almost no taxes. You know that? Facebook's like a multi-billion-dollar organization. They pay hardly any taxes. And so they don't have paying taxes. They give all the money to these left-wing groups. And these left-wing groups, the devil's team, undermines everything that's going on. Hey, Jared, can you go back to Right Wing Watch again? Kyle Manta, who wrote that art. I want you guys to see something. What does it say under me, Jared? The deep state is the arm of the devil. Can somebody say amen? Can somebody say amen?
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Not only is the deep state. See, Kyle.
Amen, Coach.
Kyle is smart enough to have watched the show, and this is what he's realized. We've identified him. That the deep state is the arm of the devil. And isn't it amazing that our government is making sure that Christian 501c3s, that Christians aren't involved in politics, but the devil's team is doing everything they can to make sure the devil's team, 501c3s, not only are involved, but are controlling politics. Thumbs up to you, Kyle. I know you're watching. You hit it. The deep state is the arm of the devil. I couldn't have said it better myself. Couldn't have said it better myself. Now, hey, guys, what do you suppose would be the arm of Jesus. The hands and the feet of Jesus. Huh. That be the church. And why aren't we seeing that on Right Wing Watch? Because, see, they know that we're at war. These guys do. Kyle Manton knows we're at war. He's getting a paycheck from a 501c3 to attack me. Not just me. He's receiving a paycheck from a tax-free organization to fund his undermining of our religious beliefs. And you know what they've done? Are you ready? You guys sitting down? I hope you're sitting down. Give me 5 minutes here. How much do I have? Jesus, hey folks, Jesus said, if you deny me before men, I'm going to defy you before my Father, which is in heaven. I know you haven't considered this, but we do know this, that Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth. Jesus is truth, and truth is an expression of Jesus. We'll say it again. Jesus is truth, and anytime you speak truth, you are not denying him before men. Every time you speak truth, Jesus is involved with it, and he is revealed. The devil's team, they have subtly forced us to deny him before men. Deny what? Truth. They forced us to deny truth. Can I give you some examples? I caught my own self on this the other day. I found myself calling it gay marriage. Well, that's a lie. It's a stinking lie. I caught myself talking about people who are transgendered. Hey, dudes, it's a lie. It's a lie. A male is a male and a female is a female. Hey, fellas, I found myself calling the people pro-choice. That's a lie. They're not pro-choice. They're pro-murder. I found them. It convinced me that a woman has a right to kill a baby. That's a lie. I'm not speaking the truth to them. I'm defying Jesus. I am denying my Lord. I am not speaking the truth at law. I'm not speaking the truth. They have, every time they get me to repeat their lie, I'm denying the Lord. Now, maybe you think I'm crazy. Can somebody show me? Can somebody help me understand where I'm missing it? Where I might be wrong on that? When I say that it's okay for, pick whatever you want to. And we need to teach transgender, give transgender rights to our child, and we follow that law, follow that rule. We're denying that. That's not the truth. We're denying the truth. We're denying the Lord. When we allow them to teach evolution as the reason we're here, we're denying the truth. What do you say? I'm denied for my Father, which is in heaven. They have, the left, the God haters have convinced me, they've tricked me into lying. You thought about that? We're tricked into lying. We're tricked into repeating lies that they've told. And they say, Coach, you can't talk like that. You can't talk like that. Coach, you can't use the word sodomite. Why? It's what they are. Yeah, but you can't. You can't. can't use that, coach. What do you want me to call him? Gay? Man, gay? You understand it? How they control the language? They control us. And we won't say what we believe. They force us to lie. They force us to use their words. They force us to use their words that aren't even true. They force us to say a man and a man is a marriage. That ain't a marriage. And we say it is. They force us to lie.
We words lie, mean what they mean.
And Vince, when we lie, we deny our Father. Jesus is truth. It's serious, man. It impacts us all. Okay, I got 4 minutes. I got a thought. I can't wait till tomorrow because I'm going to take you even deeper. Hey, Jared, let's read a minute. What did old Kyle? Oh, Kyle, I've been saying your name wrong. It's Mantilla, or is it Womantilla? Kyle, your name is kind of sexist. We don't know if you're a man. To be Kyle Woman or Mantilla, or Kyle Transgender Tilla, or Kyle Binary Tilla. It can't be Mantilla. Someone has passed us all webcast yesterday. Religious right activist Dave Dobenmeyer declared that thanks to President Trump, Americans are starting to realize that the deep state is the arm of the devil. Hey, well said, Kyle. Dobenmeyer is excited that people are waking up and that all things he warned about for years, which were dismissed as conspiracy theories, are now mainstream. They are! They're even being talked about by the president. They are! Thanks, Kyle. Good reporting. Things are looking a little bit different here all of a sudden, Dobenmeyer rejoiced. People are beginning to waken up to the point. Maybe they don't know why, but they turned out in droves to put America first, to make America great again. And as a result, Dobenmeyer warned that globalists have become alarmed that their agenda has been exposed. And so now if you're making a difference, they're going to come after you. Why, he asked. Well, they're the arm of the devil. They're the arm of the devil. Remember this, folks. Kyle is warning the devil's team. He's a scout. He's an advanced scout. You understand? He didn't write this because he likes writing stories about me. He's given the left a scouting report with tax-free dollars. Who popped in here on me? Amen. Amen. Oh, we are waking up, aren't we? I hate it when I'm the focus of the thing. But y'all are quiet out there. Got 2 minutes. Somebody help me bring it home.
Well, Coach, like you said, words do matter, and it's very powerful. Our words are very powerful with this PC correction, and even like Loretta Lynch forcing him to use the word matter instead of an investigation, and us to use gay instead of homosexuality. We need to take back the English language.
Process. We do, brother. We do. You, I don't know if you know this or not. I was on a national radio program, and not true. I was invited to be on a national radio program, and the producer, when I was on the phone with me, said that, hey, Coach, listen, just want to make sure that one thing, that you don't use the word sodomite. You can use a gay, you can say homo, but please don't use the word sodomite. I said, oh, cool. See ya. Bible calls them sodomites. Bible doesn't call them gay. I'm not going to deny my Father. You understand? You guys, you see this? See what they've done to us? It's been orchestrated. The whole thing's been orchestrated. And you can call it a conspiracy theory. I was going to get into that. Don't miss tomorrow. I'm going to unveil some of this stuff to you. And I'm here to tell you right now, tomorrow's promised to no man. I could disappear off the face of the earth tomorrow. Someone crying. Some would rejoice, but it'd all be over for me in this earth realm if I did. And then I would be at some point ushered into the face of truth and the voice of truth. And I'm going to have to give an account for all these lies I was allowed to be perpetuated and spread and sold to our kids. I'm going to fight as long as I got breath in my lungs. Amen. God bless you. Don't miss tomorrow, man. More of an unveiling that's coming. We'll do more of it tomorrow. Hey, Kyle, set your alarm. Set your alarm early, buddy. We'll make sure you're part of it there at Right Wing Watch. A 501c3 tax exempt. God bless you. See you in the morning.